You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
It's hard to explain, really. You'd have to see it. It's pretty elaborate, though.
Hello, and you're very welcome to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, as always, Ella Dorn. But Ella Dorn's just informed me that she might be here next week. We'll see. We might get recorded. Or do you know what I could do?
You could get someone else.
I could get James.
Would he want to do it?
I think you do. Don't
be getting the listeners excited now.
Yeah. He'll be on it at some stage.
Prematurely.
Sorry, just when I press record there, you were trying to explain to me the dance for a while. Oh, that's the song again?
Rasputin.
Yeah, I don't know the dance. I feel like I do, but I don't.
It's hard to explain. They like, they're on their hunkers and they're like kicking their legs.
Okay. Oh, it's like that dance where you cross your arms.
Yeah.
And go, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
Mm.
Is that called like a Russian kick or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Probably not. So how are you this week?
I'm good.
You got your nails done today. You're off in Dundrum.
I got my nails done today.
Living your best life. You went shopping? You went to, where did you get your bits and your bobs?
I went to Bershka.
Okay. I always find that a bit of a weird shop. Like, I don't know. I could try on a size 16. I could try on a size 6. They both could fit me exactly the same.
I feel like Bershka's better for sizing than Penny's.
No, controversial.
Penny's has gotten really bad for sizing recently. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know the thing about the sizing Penny's? Did I ever tell you about my shoe experience in Penny's before?
No, it sounds riveting though.
Shut your face and show your mother some goddamn respect. I'm here week in, week out trying to share with you my life. I get nothing but abuse off you.
Okay, sorry. Please tell me your shoe story.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's a shoe in.
Well, we only started and she's straight in.
On fire.
So I went to Penny's, bought shoes. They were kind of, I have a feeling they were kind of like canvassy summer shoes, right? Mm-hmm. Bought them, wore them the next day because I worked in Satanta Sports. I used to boot it over to Penny's all the time on my lunch break and just go hell for leather and Penny's. So I bought them on my lunch break. The next day I wore them in and I'm on the bus and I'm like, oh my God, I was like, my foot is killing me.
Mm.
I was like, what is going on here? I was like, is there something in it? Or I was like, this is really, really painful. And they're not like high shoes or anything like that. Had a look at them. My right foot is a size 6.
Oh, yes, you've
told and my me. Left foot is a size, I think it was 3 or 4.
Ideal, really.
Ideal. Like, ideal. And they're tied together, obviously, when you buy them.
And that's how you've bought your shoes ever since.
Yeah, but I think sometimes the sizing of Penny's, it can be a bit like it's on a mad hanger and that's not the size
No.
Oh, you're totally dishing. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like you'd try on a pair of jeans and they'd be like a 10. You'd be like, these fit perfectly. Then you'd try on the next pair of jeans and you'd have to get them in like a size like 18.
Mm.
And then they'd be the same like style of jeans. So you would think that like
they'd be
two skinny jeans, a black one and a blue one would be of similar fit.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. This is still a struggle.
But they're not.
And you got your nails done. Look at you there, sitting there admiring your nails. And the thing that annoys me about the nails now, this is kind of what I was going to get done to my nails the next time I went to get them done.
Oh, I got them.
You're kind of muscling in on my style. Did you go in with a little picture to show them?
I did.
Yeah, you did. You took your mommy's advice, didn't you? And you started staining your nails.
No, I think it's pretty common that someone would have the... Sorry. I took your advice. It was really good advice.
Sorry, but did you not ask me what's the story to getting your nails done?
No,
yes,
I don't think I did.
Yes, you did. You know you did.
I did, but I think I was just making conversation.
Oh, would you pull the other one? You Pink asked me just, a couple of months ago.
I think I was just making conversation. I'm a kind girl.
You came in and you're like, so like, what's the story to getting nails
fake
done?
News.
It's not fake news, and as well you know.
Yeah, fake news.
It's not fake news.
Fake
Thanks, news. You're welcome. So you got your tops in Bershka.
Mm.
Yeah. I had a few t-shirts.
It was mostly just find a t-shirt or like get it in like 7 colours.
Yeah, well,
because I realised I had no t-shirts.
But this is what, when the weather's like this, this is what you realise. I haven't got enough t-shirts. Like, you know, like comfortable t-shirts that are...
You'd wear not like under a hoodie.
Yeah.
You're happy to be for people to see the t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because you need... You see, the problem is an Irish wardrobe. You have summer clothes. Oh, she's after messing up the mic again, lads. She's mad for bashing
this. No one even heard it. It's fine.
You have clothes that are summer clothes, but they're bed on you because it never gets that warm here. But you need, like, in the actual heat, you need something with a bit of flow. Mm. Let something with a bit of, like, let the air get in there. Let it circulate around the body.
Mm.
You don't need to start sweating in places you're not used to sweating. You need the air to just...
Mm, do you mind?
Again, just trying to share with you. And did you do anything else in Dundrum?
No.
Did you see anybody?
Did I see anybody? I think that was my phone over there.
Of course it was.
No, I don't think I did. I had some breakfast.
Oh my God.
Had a bagel.
Did you?
Yeah, had a little bagel. Mushroom bagel, some mozzarella.
Mushroom bagel. Like, what's and a mushroom bagel? Pepper. A bagel with mushroom filling.
Yeah, it smelled like puke. It was a mushroom melt. I had mushroom,
oh, absolutely
spinach,
oh, the steak,
peppers, absolutely, and mozzarella.
Oh God, it mushroom was, melt.
It was lovely.
Mushroom melt.
And then I had I did my shopping, and then I had a little coffee and a cake.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Yeah. So that's why you brought us back sweets, because you felt so guilty about having a lovely little day for yourself. Let me just say...
Well, let me have a lovely little day for myself, Emma.
Let me tell you now what Ella did the other week. We'll get to your TV appearance in a second.
We've got more important things to talk about.
Yeah. So Ella came in and started opening her bag. So obviously we're all sitting at the edge of our seats thinking, what's she going to take out of her bag now? And what did she take out of your bag?
Chocolate almonds.
No, the full description.
Chocolate almonds.
Licorice chocolate almonds. Now, just so everyone knows, just make this clear, Ella is not in her 80s. She's only 19. She brings in these rank-looking chocolate licorice almonds. Like, what? Like, what? What is that anyway?
Well,
and then she tells us the shop that she bought it in Georgia Street, and we went to see my mom and dad yesterday, and she's sitting with my mom talking for about 20 minutes about how they both love this shop. We're always just like Ella's total.
We had an in-depth conversation about the licorice section as well, because the other bits did look nice. Now see, I thought that my chocolate covered almonds with licorice was going to be kind of like almond, then like a kind of a licorice layer, and then like a chocolate layer.
Yeah.
No, so I kind of thought that could be kind of nice. That could mean like a licorice also a kind of chocolate.
She keeps...
You've got it on video, so... I'm too...
Oh, go on anyway.
I'm too expressive.
You just haven't screwed it in properly. There's a buffer thing on the mic. She hasn't tightened it.
Do you remember you came in and I was like, I'm so proud of myself that I've tightened the mic myself.
Yeah, and you haven't.
Anyway, so I thought it would be like a chocolate licorice kind of extravaganza. But it was literally just almond chocolate and then like a bucket of salt.
Yeah. See, that I've no problem with what you thought it was going to be. Absolutely fine with that. We all buy things and then you taste them and you're like, well, that's actually horrible. The thing that annoyed me about this situation was that you came home, you took it out of your bag and you offered it around. I was like, does anyone like one of these? as if it was something good that you were offering us. And then your brother Joe has one. And then he's like, not sure about that. And then he has a second one. He's like, oh yeah, they're definitely disgusting. Your brother Tommy, he'll eat any old sweet related thing. Was like, they were, oh, do you know what he said? Did you hear what he said? I said, tell me, what were they like? He's like, oh, disgusting. And then he goes, I was raging.
Yeah,
I was raging. Have they been put in the bin?
No, I think they
were. It was just the fact that you came back and you tried to pawn them off on us.
Like, oh, would anyone like one?
See if they
like
them. Anyone like
one of these absolute shitballs of crap?
But you never know. One of these could have loved it.
No.
You brought home a few Haribo today.
I brought home a few Haribo today.
Yeah. At least that was something. At least you got something out of you. Oh, what was your little cake that you had?
Some cheesecake.
Oh, bloody fuck that. And what coffee do you have?
Had a cappuccino, I think. It's nice. I had a nice day.
It sounds like a lovely day.
It was lovely. You're jealous. You're jealous of my lovely day.
Yeah, I'm jealous of your lovely day. And I can't have days like that now because the boys are off.
I got my photos developed as well.
Oh yeah, they were nice.
Yeah,
they were mad old photos.
Yeah, I don't take much photos.
Yeah, I like got some photographs. No, they were nice.
And that's my life, guys.
That's your life.
It's a little catch up.
A little catch up. No, I'll have one of those days. I'm definitely gonna do one of those days. Like the first week the boys go back.
Oh yeah, just spend the day by yourself. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, defo, yeah. I know, but I don't. I mean, it's been grand.
How do you? I love doing stuff by myself.
Oh no, I always have.
I love going to the cinema by myself. I love going to.
I've only gone to the cinema by myself once, but that is just because of my life, and it was actually fantastic. I went.
Great fun.
I went to Dundrum actually. I went to see the Sex and the City movie when I worked in Dundrum. I love doing things by myself, and yeah, I always so did, fun. Even when I was like your age, well, and younger. If I was going in to buy clothes,
I always go by yourself.
I always go by myself, and I would do that.
I don't
totally
like clothes. I don't like clothes shopping by other people.
The only difference between the day you had and the day that I would have had is that I would have had. About 20 smoke breaks in that day. So I would have gone to town because in Dundrum it's too awkward. In town you can just like walk outside the shop and spark up. So that would have been nice. That would have been a big part of my day, just enjoying those juicy, juicy smokes on my own as well.
Well, that was a big, that was a
listener. Don't take up smoking.
She does vape though.
Back in your box. Yeah, I do vape incessantly. Thank you. Thank you for making everyone aware of it. Ella, I was trying to keep that a big secret.
I was just sharing.
I was just trying to keep that a big secret.
I was just sharing, like you keep on telling me that you're doing.
Yeah, but I'm sharing stuff I'm sharing.
Okay.
I'm not sharing stuff that makes me look bad.
Okay, it's the Emma Looks Good podcast.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Although I don't think vaping looks bad. I mean, it doesn't look attractive, but I mean, you know, okay, whatever. So,
hashtag Vape Nation over here.
I'm all about the Vape Nation. Hashtag Vape Nation.
Vaping's actually good, guys. That's what Emma says. It's actually good for you.
I know it's not good, but it's better than smokes.
It's actually good for you guys.
Guys, no, I'm not saying it's good for you. I'm just saying it's better than smokes.
I am Emma Dore and I promote vaping.
Yeah, I will for the right price. Anyway, moving on. Tell us about your TV experience, your first time being on television.
My TV experience.
Tell me from your perspective.
Okay, so totally.
Oh, I'm getting a cramp on my foot.
Okay, totally then. Forgot it was happening.
Yeah, and you got all Scorpio when I brought it up.
I think I got Scorpio. I was just like, what is going on?
Well, you're a bit Scorpio.
Because I'd been in Wexford, I was like, what's going on?
Been on a holiday. Go on anyway.
I'd been to see my.
Oh, God. What? I have to do a TV show now and I'll rest and have a holiday?
Well, I'd been to see my family and I'd got sick on the way down.
Yeah, you got a bit carp you, but you got over it. Were you given nice meals?
Well, I was given some toast.
No, but I mean, were you looked after?
I was, yes.
Yeah. Then.
Anyway, so I forgot about it. And Emma said we'd have to get up around 8, had to get up around 7:30. Anyway.
Yeah, I thought we'd be on later. Go on and
regardless, we made our way to... some random place.
Ballymount.
Where are we? Bally. I knew it was a Bally. I got very excited when I saw an apple green on the way there.
Yeah, that was the main excitement.
That was that kind of peak. That kind of got me going for the day. I thought I might be able to get a vegan chicken fillet roll. They were only around January, apparently, though. No one told me about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd
of the January, probably.
Yeah, I digress. Yeah. we made it into the Ireland IM building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you not like get sick when I'm telling my story, please? That's you really off-putting.
We went into the building.
Yeah, yeah, they had some bikes in the inside of the building.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like nailed down, which I thought was a bit strange, but
was a bit actually. Yeah.
They asked for our autograph as soon as we got in, which seemed a bit overkill. But
oh yeah, visitors signing.
Yeah, asked for our autograph straight away. They offered us tea and coffee. Obviously, I said no. You know, didn't want to cause any trouble.
Yeah, yeah, and you regretted it though, didn't you?
Not really.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, I regretted it.
So what did you think of the experience? Was there anything that you were surprised about?
Well, I enjoyed the owl.
Yeah.
There was an owl on one of the bits of the show.
People are looking for the juicy goss. Want the juicy goss, backstage juicy goss that only you can give.
Well, like, there's not much juicy goss.
The water was good. You met Tommy and Mern.
Yeah, I think so.
The presenters.
People said hello.
It's fast though, isn't it? You're in a night, you're done.
Yeah.
See you later. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
But comfy couch.
Comfy couch, yeah.
Comfy couch. They made us sit very far apart from each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
this whatever way the mics were.
Oh yeah, well we had mics on though. I don't know why
they separated.
Maybe it's due to cameras.
Mm.
I know.
I missed you
and him.
And they abused me on the show, obviously.
What was the question? How do you feel about your mom?
How do you feel about your conception being all over the internet? I'm like, it's not a sex tape, Marin. Like, it's not all over the internet. I'm like, I've never really thought about it like that before. Thanks for bringing it up like that.
So, how do you feel about your mom's sex tape?
Being everywhere.
God,
it's scarring. Yeah.
You were just like, I didn't think about it like that. And I was like, yeah, fair comment. Who thinks about it like that?
No, I think about it every day. Like,
but all in all, it wasn't bad.
No, just a little bit traumatizing. But
and then we went to Apple Green after, and you got some.
I got a vegan sausage roll.
Yeah.
So everything worked out okay.
Yeah, everything worked out. So today,
when's the paycheck coming?
You don't get paid. Miller, you don't get paid.
I knew that.
So today we were going to talk about. I actually don't know what you're going to say about this now, because last week you said, "Oh, let's say this little story about you getting lost in pennies."
Yeah.
You've obviously always had a bit of beef with pennies. And you said, oh, I have some stories about you losing me as a child.
Mm.
And I don't know what these
are. I just don't think you know the full story of me getting lost.
Oh, Jesus.
One of the days.
Go on.
So let me set the scene.
Okay.
Let's go back circa 2010.
Okay, so you're 7.
Yeah, we're in school and we're doing safety.
Okay.
And it's like what, when you're at the shops, like watch out for your...
Yeah, we're just doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say hello before you go?
Hi.
Night.
So yeah, we're doing safety, big safety stuff, and it's like, if you get, like, when you're in the shop, just look around for your, like, parents. Don't be spending too long looking at stuff.
Yeah.
And if you get lost, look for someone in the uniform and tell them, don't go to anybody else, but someone in a uniform. Then they'll say your name over the intercom and you'll find them. And they'll be okay. And then it was like, does anyone have any stories about when they got lost? And everyone was saying, like, oh, I got lost in Tesco, I got lost in Penny's.
Yeah.
I got lost in town one day.
Okay.
And I ran out of the shop and I was lost on Grafton Street. And I was like, oh, I don't have any stories.
Okay.
I've never gotten lost.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, bummer. So we were in Tesco one of the days. And I was like, I was looking at the DVDs. And I was like, I'm just going to look at these for a little bit longer. And I just kind of kept looking at them. And I was like, oh, Emma's not around anymore. I'm lost.
What?
Step two. I looked at
You are such a little dog queen.
Looked around me. Someone in the shop uniform, you know? And I was like, I'm lost.
Oh my God.
I'm lost. I'm like, oh, you here? Yeah, I've lost her. Yeah. What's your name? Ella. Like, okay, come on, we'll come to the front desk. And they said, like, Emma Doran, would you come to the front desk or whatever? I was like, and they said my name as well. And I was like, yeah. And then you came and got me.
See, now that you say this, I remember this. So what I thought happened was, I didn't know that you'd pulled this whole thing off yourself.
And I was kind of worried.
What I thought happened was, you got lost in the shop. Okay, just leave it now. This is absolute joke. What I thought happened was, you got lost in the shop. And that a member of staff came up to you really, really quickly. Because I was like, I literally just turned around and said, where is she now? And then I was like, Ella Dorn, So when I walked up to you, I thought, because you were smiling. I remember thinking to myself, oh, she knew she was fine and just some member of staff was trying to be real helpful. And that's why she's smiling at me going like, oh, I knew everything was grand. Like, so that's what I thought went down. Fucking hell. I've seen, but this is people, this is what people need to know about you.
And but they basically gave us a tutorial in school.
Of how to do it.
Yeah, they were like, you look at something a bit too long. You look around and suddenly your parents have rounded
off.
So
you were taking notes as in like how to do it.
They wander off. You find someone in the uniform, you go up to them, tell them you're lost.
Oh my God. And do you get a mad buzz off this?
Well, like I told my friends. Like,
so do you go to school the next week and go, do you want to hear about getting lost stories again? No, we've moved on. Like, well, I have a story about getting lost.
No, I think I just tell like my
friends.
And
I went through, I actually went through step by step, actually. Did it, you know?
By the book. Because I knew how.
Oh my God.
So that's like my main. That's my main getting lost story. Because I never. Because when I was older, I never actually really got lost. Because I knew how to.
Yeah.
So I knew how not to as well, you know?
I remember I got lost a couple of times, nothing major, but it might be literally like just the thing of like my mom was there and I just didn't really, you know, like you just,
yeah,
I see Tommy sometimes we go places and he starts panicking and I'm like, Tommy, I'm right here. Like I'm literally right here. But I remember we went to the zoo before, right? And there used to be this thing in Dublin Zoo where you could queue up to get a go on a donkey. I know.
More donkey rides,
yeah. I know. I think this was before Donkey Gate.
Right? Okay, yeah.
So we queued up to get a go on this donkey anyway, right? And you know, this, you know, queue, you're getting bored or whatever. And I'm there with my arm around my mum, snuggling up to her. And, you know, waiting in the queue and moving forward. And then I look up and I realise that it's not my mum. Some other woman. And that woman thought that I was her child. And I thought that she was my mother and neither one of us looked at each other. And I looked at her and then I looked and my own mother was in front of me looking around going, what the fuck is she doing? I'm so embarrassed. But that is like the embarrassing one. I never orchestrated my own getting lost.
I had a bad one like that as well.
Oh?
Well, it was actually worse, really. We think we were in like the St. Patrick's Day parade or something.
Yes.
Me, you and Shane.
Yeah.
And me and Shane were messing. And I was like, ha, 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 I'm going to kick him in the shins. Like, not violently, obviously. Yeah, like, yeah, as like a ha, ha, ha joke.
Yeah.
Kick some randomer in the shins.
Oh.
Some random man that had dark hair. I went up behind him and went, kick.
So, oh, yeah. God. Starting a riot at the St. Patrick's
Day parade. You're not Shane.
Are you? Do you know what? It's actually, when I think about it, because I did bring you on to the parade a good few times and you never got lost. And I would always, I was that mad. I go, go on, get in, get in. And you'd be looking back at me again. Like, push your way in. Come on. But no, I never lost at the St. Patrick's Day parade. But I suppose I was dealing with a cunning pro.
Exactly.
Who knew how to.
I knew when to get lost and when not to get lost as well.
Have you ever gotten lost as an adult? Or as an older child?
Nope.
You sure?
Nope. I have a great sense of direction.
So Ella's in fourth year. And she's going. She's going to some retreat day or something. And there'd be a couple of discussions of trying to tell her. She's had her eyes closed for about 10 seconds now. We tried to tell her a few times of how to get there. And I got a phone.
Bear in mind, it's in Knockline.
Yeah, I got a phone call from you. I think you'd left like an hour ago and you're halfway down the M50 going, I don't know where I am.
I was at Oban.
Oban in Tala.
Yes.
And she goes, I think you see, you get this from me because I'm still bad, but I'm not bad now. But
Google Maps just kept getting higher and higher about how long it would take me to get there.
And you never thought to
But it was
around.
Telling me that I should still go straight ahead.
See, I'm like this as well, where if I take one wrong turn, grand. But if it starts getting more than that, I get to the point where I just start to lose the plot. And I'm just like, I want to just drive the car into a river now because I don't know where I am. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my name is. I don't know who I am anymore. But that day that I collected you from all the bond,
in tears.
How long had you walked? An hour and a half or something? And I had to bring her off to like a retreat thing where you sit in silence all day and
my friends, relaxing music. My friends are texting me like, where are you, Ella? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just going to keep walking. Well, I used to get you lost going to, remember I used to bring you parties.
I get lost going to every single one of them.
You had a party out in Rathout and I ended up in
Dublin Airport. You never knew where Leisureplex Lorgan was.
No, I know where that is. It was that place out in fucking Rathout. I never had a breeze where that is. But now I've got Google Maps, that's all good. But like printing out fucking AA route finder the night before, like Jesus Christ, shoot me now. Fucking hell. Well, look, we're not going to get lost anymore.
No.
We're fine now. We're going
to... I still get lost on a regular basis.
But I know you do. You don't think you've quite gotten the hang of the Google Maps yet. See, the only thing I will... And I don't know whether this is a generational thing or whatever. But I think because...
I find it really hard to orientate myself.
Yeah.
On a map.
Yeah, well, you definitely have the, like, not good at directions thing that I have, but...
On our intelligence quizzes in fifth year or something, my guidance counselor was like, oh, how do you think you did? And I was like, well, I know I did shit on spatial awareness. And she was like, no, quite good, actually. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah, well,
it was all about directions and stuff. So in theory,
spatial awareness.
But it was about sense of direction as well. That was one of the skills that would come with it.
Spatial awareness, I mean, so okay, so you know you're about 3 meters away from the tree, but you've not had a fucking breeze how you got there or how you're getting home.
Directions was something that I was supposed to be good at, though.
Yeah. But what was I going to say?
Google Maps, generation.
Oh, yes. So I think because my generation and older, we were introduced to, like, social media and internet later, and we had to, like, learn how to get on board with it, whereas you've always just had access to it. Because I find sometimes you'll say something like, what's the whatever, and we're like, Google it. Like, you don't turn to Google straight away, or Google Map to see where places are.
I do, yeah.
Well, no, you come into us and you go, how do I get to wherever? We're like, Google Maps?
I haven't done that in a while.
Probably because we've shamed you.
I'm maturing.
We're saying, Ella, just look it up on the internet.
I'm just looking for some family time. Some family direction time.
Well, it's not going to happen if you're going to keep bringing us chocolate licorice almonds.
Well, you got your sweets today, so.
We did get things are looking today. Up. Well done. I'm still boiling, Ella. How are you enjoying this heat?
Loving it. Loving it.
Could you not kick me under the table like a cheeky, cheeky girl? Did you get any messages about your Andy appearance?
No, a few people in work, but...
A few customers.
Oh,
well, that's... Now we're talking celeb. We're talking Ella celeb, yeah.
I served a celebrity.
Oh?
The other day.
Who?
I told you.
What celebrity?
Nancy. John...
Nancy.
Yeah, Baz and Nancy.
Oh, yeah. Was it just Nancy?
Just Nancy.
Oh,
And her friend.
But that, I'm surprised you didn't ask her for a picture because you love Nancy.
Well, I wouldn't ask anyone for a picture.
Yeah, but like Nancy be kind of up there of like people you'd like to meet.
She probably would have liked a chocolate licorice almond.
I don't think she would have. Well, why don't you get...
Next time she's there.
Yeah, I'll bring them into work and offer them to her.
I'll offer them.
Yeah, that was a good spot. Is she getting hounded by people or are people leaving her be?
I'm leaving her be.
Yeah.
But obviously.
With Nancy.
But yeah, obviously I wasn't leaving her be because I was serving her. Like,
Nice.
You know, but.
Slab. Yeah. Slab spot. Right, will we go to bed?
We should go to bed. Yeah, you made us record so late with your little gig you had on.
Sorry. Apologies.
It's okay.
But sure, look, it has to be done sometimes. It's done.
Do for the pod.
Thanks very much for listening. We will chat to you.
Right, if you subscribe.
Right, if you subscribe. And we'll chat to you next week.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Well, I'll be here anyway. We'll chat in some capacity. Okay, love you, bye.